It's Tuesday, August 17th. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is Reopening America. It's been a theme we have seen throughout the pandemic, a reassessment of the work-life balance. According to the latest Washington Post poll, a third of workers under 40 considered changing their careers or where they lived during the pandemic. Scott Clement, polling director at the Washington Post, joins us for more. Thanks for joining us, Scott.
Absolutely.
The pandemic obviously was a big turning point for a lot of people. We focus a lot on how people were going to work, changing careers, remote work, you know, back into the office. There's so much that was changing. But a recent poll that you just did shows that nearly a third of U.S. workers under 40 really considered changing their careers during the pandemic. They felt whatever was going on was not working for them, and then maybe that they needed a change. So, Scott, help us walk through some of this. What are we seeing?
Sure. So we asked people in a national survey we conducted with George Mason University, have you seriously considered changing your occupation or field of work during the pandemic? 22% of workers overall said that they had, but that rose up to 30% among workers under age 40. It was right in the middle, 21% among workers in their 40s, and it was much lower, 12% among those 50 or older. So this churn, people rethinking their careers, rethinking what kind of job they want, really was concentrated among the younger population.
We heard a lot about remote work. So many people saying, you know, I'd give up this amount of pay or this amount of vacation days for remote work. But you guys asked about that, and actually a lot of people do want to go back to the workplace.
That's right. I think the way I describe it is that people may have now really scattershot preferences about the type of work they want to do. We ask people, thinking about yourself, what's the closest to the right mix, telework versus leaving home for work? 59% of all workers said that they like to mostly or always leave home for work. But another 21% said they like to evenly split it between teleworking and going to work. 18% said they want to mostly telework. Only 8% of workers did say that they want to be purely telework. Those numbers do rise among workers who have been teleworking recently, as well as those who do most of their job at the computer.
The U.S. had a record 10 million job openings in June, but still we know that some of the industries have been harder hit than others. The restaurant industry, obviously, retail industry. What are we seeing there?
Well, I think we're seeing, and my colleagues on the business desk have covered this really well, is that the jobs market is recovering very strongly. You're seeing a lot of new jobs with each month's report, and people are coming back into the workforce in different ways, but there's just been this extraordinary churn from the drop-off last year. Some people were laid off, or they were furloughed, or they're just the nature of their job changed so much, so that when people are coming back, they have a lot more choice, right? They really are. Maybe it's because that old job doesn't exist anymore, but they've been, introduced to some different possibilities. Maybe better, maybe worse, but there's definitely change.
Tell us a few of the stories of some of the people that you spoke to. Obviously, some people turned to investing during the pandemic. We saw a big rise in stocks and Bitcoin, cryptocurrency investing. But some of the other people that you spoke to, just kind of talking about leaving town, possibly just whatever that lifestyle change they were looking for.
That's right. The man named Orlando that was featured at the top of our story was laid off at the end of January. He worked at a law firm, used the opportunity to go back to community college and get a work toward a paralegal license. So that was a really trying to make the best of a difficult situation and treat school as his job, as he said. Mentioned investing. Another person we interviewed in our story mentioned she's working as a host at a restaurant right now, but is also investing on the side, looking into business and nonprofit work. A particular person we interviewed who moved to Brooklyn. A lot of people, there was stories about people moving to the suburbs that it took a different route and moved into the city, said that they were really being introspective about their life and what they want to go. And these are things that are stereotypically related to young people. But I think this is a real moment where a lot of young people got thrown a real wrench in whatever plans they had, whether they were going to school or a first job, that they've been forced to go back to the drawing board and reconsider.
Right, exactly. But that's a recurring theme we heard throughout all of this. The big pandemic hit really caused everybody to take a look at the stock in their own lives and see what they could do differently. So, as we've been talking about, a third of U.S. workers under 40 considered changing their careers during the pandemic. Scott Clement, polling director at the Washington Post, thank you very much for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been Reopening America. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.